Okay, so I am super excited to talk to you right now about the tangible impact of expansion, because this is one of the things that is truly, truly underrated. We've really been conditioned by the system, as you know, to see cause and effect. We talked about that in the last training, and hopefully by doing that exercise in the last training, you will have really started to see that actually sometimes it is less the physical things that you do, the physical strategies, the physical changes that you make for somebody that changes their results, their reality, and more it is the consciousness expansion that changes how they show up, which changes their results. And I want you to start thinking about it like this. If I believe, or if a person that you work with believes, or if you believe that the things that are inside of you are not important, that what matters is what you create on the outside, then that really does lead to us shrinking internally, contracting internally, and showing up from a place of diminished self. And when we show up from a place of diminished self, and we take, you know, systems or strategies or whatever it is that people outside of us have given to us, and we show up and bring those things to the world rather than our true, honest to fuck self, then what happens is that our results are always going to be smaller than they could be. And what I mean by that is that when we believe that what is inside of us is not important, we can't help but show up as like a shadow, as like a half person, or maybe not even a half person. And when we have really powerful things inside of us to share, to shift reality, to change the world, we can't possibly do that while we're pretending to be less than so that we can conform with what everybody on the outside tells us we should be. And this, my friend, is a fucking pandemic proportions. The entire world operates from this worldview that what is important to us as individuals, especially as women who have been marginalized for generations, made to believe that what is inside of us isn't really valuable. It doesn't really matter unless it's used for caring for others, and for putting ourselves last, and for basically supporting the role of men. When we act like that because we feel so diminished, we can't possibly bring our biggest, most amazing, brilliant ideas and innovations to the world. We can't. We just can't do it. It's impossible. And so, you know, the system has been set up to diminish us just the same. Not because the people inside of it want to do harm, but because the people inside of it want you to keep on buying. And that in itself is a huge problem, because every single one of us, and I'm not just talking about women here, every single one of us has huge potential inside of us. Huge. But so few of us actually bring it, because we're too busy conforming to the norm, because we're told that what is important is not what is inside of us, but what we can sell. And by what we can sell, that is what we can sell in the opinion of other people who are also living in this place of contraction. People who also believe that what is inside of them is not valuable, is not important, is not fucking priceless. And so I want you to understand that when you shift this for yourself, for the people who you work with, and it really doesn't matter what lens you are looking at people through to do this, it can be through relationships, it can be through art, it can be through their body and their health. There are so many ways that you can do this. There is no one right way. It is the way that is important for you. It is the way that you are internally wired to deliver these huge shifts. But what happens when you deliver these huge shifts is people realize that what is important, what is inside of them, is so important. It is literally the most important thing in the whole fucking world. And them bringing that to the world is the most valuable thing they can possibly do. It is worth so much to the world, to the individuals who engage with them, who pay them, who spend time with them. And for you, my friend, this is the way that you go from being paid, you know, a comparable amount to everybody else doing something kind of similar to what you do, to being paid huge fucking amounts of money. Huge. So while other people make, you know, 100k a month serving scores of clients, if you so want, and you know, I don't know why you would want 100k a month unless you have a very specific plan, but if you so wanted to create 100k a month and you really had a reason for doing that that wasn't just ego driven, you could do that with like 5 clients paying 20k a month. It is that transformational. And I'm not saying that you can do that today. You know, you are only literally just embarking on this journey. It takes time for your work to evolve in a way that feels like a really great price. That said, what you are doing today, once you amplify this transformational aspect, once you start to realize that what is inside of you is the most precious thing in the whole fucking world, when you bring it, because it's your thing, and this is why nobody can copy you, because it is so uniquely personal. It is so uniquely you that nobody can touch it. Nobody can take it and copy and paste it and use it to sell their own thing, because it is so uniquely, intensely you. When you bring that, you can easily triple, quadruple, 10x your prices immediately. Because you will start to see that when you shift somebody's perception of who they are and help them to realize that what is inside of them is literally the most important thing in the world, they become unstoppable. If you think that the only way to make money is by selling money, this is when you realize that selling transformation creates more money than selling money through strategies and systems ever can. Because when people realize that they are unstoppable and they start to bring their actual gifts and talents and unique perspectives to the work that they're already doing, or to the relationships that they're already having, or to the jobs that they're already employed in, things shift monumentally. Everybody around them perceives them differently. They start to see these people as real innovators, as real big thinkers, as real leaders with huge potential, huge leadership capability, the ability to take on bigger and bigger opportunities, the ability to change the fucking world. I mean, I've said this so many times already in these trainings. You can literally change the world, because when you expand and you see how powerful you are and you become empowered in that power, You literally can change the world with your ideas, with your thinking, with your leadership, and you can empower other people to do the same in whatever way is uniquely right for them by really owning the fact that the things that are inside of them are the most important thing about them. The ideas and the innovations that are inside of them are literally the most important thing about them. Not how big their car is, or not how big their car, how big their house is, or how fancy their car is, or how much first class travel they do, or where their photo shoot is based. But the things that are inside of them. And here's the other thing. Until people start to understand, and this is where your work really, really will come into its own. Until people start to understand that those things that are inside of them are important, the little things, because I tell you what, most of their potential is not even anywhere near their conscious mind. They cannot even begin to touch most of their potential. It's literally impossible. Because they're not even validating the little stuff. So as they start to validate the smaller things that are inside of them and really start to bring those things, their ability to access the bigger and bigger things comes along the way. So if you're right now thinking, well, yeah, I mean, I know I want to change the world, like, I'm talking about you now within this container and, you know, by doing this work. If you're thinking, yes, I know I want to have this huge impact, but I have no idea what that looks like yet, that is perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Nobody knows what it looks like at first, because we're so used to invalidating everything within us that we never get access to those bigger ideas, those bigger innovations, those bigger world-changing resolutions within us. It is only by really validating every little thing that comes up as valuable, really trusting that whatever our subconscious pushes into consciousness is worth pursuing and understanding and talking about and bringing to the world. When we do that, and when we do that for people who encounter us, who work with us, who you know, who have any kind of engagement with us whatsoever, when they see us doing that and leading by example, and when we help them to do it too, every time we do that and every time they do that, we get one step, one inch closer to our really big purpose. And when I say a really big purpose, I've already said this to you before, back in module one, I think, there is no limit on our really big purpose. There is just what we understand today, where we are today, where we are now. And, you know, the big purpose stuff that starts coming through really quickly and genuinely within, for most of my clients and for myself, I would say that the really big purpose typically starts coming through between 6 to 12 months of really doing this work and really showing up for it and really validating that everything that comes through is absolutely perfect. And it is, that is when the bigger purpose, like the stuff that is beyond just the work, starts to come through. It doesn't come through in its entirety. You don't know, oh, this is how I'm supposed to be spending my life. This is the big change that I want to make. Because it's continually evolving. And the choices that you make and the steps that you take will shift how it evolves. You know, it can evolve one way if you do one thing and a different way if you do a different thing. So this idea that, like, you know, you'll hear people say things like, if something's meant for you, it will always find you. And I actually don't believe that. I don't believe that at all, because I believe that you can absolutely be heading one way and then just, you know, completely decide, actually, no, I want to make this different choice. And that is a different thing. And I think that both of those things can be meant for you, but they're only meant for you if you get to that point. And if you get to a different point, then something different will be, you know, quote unquote, meant for you. No matter what comes through, if you are continually validating what is inside of you, and if you do that for the people who you are delivering your work to, whether you call them clients or customers or whatever they are, collaborators, I don't know. When you do that, the tangible results come because they believe themselves capable of different, bigger, better things. And this is also one of the real reasons, by the way, that people in transformational containers, like my clients, like, you know, if you know anybody else who is, there are a few of us who really do transformational work, although there are very few. So you are really at the cutting edge. Yeah, I mean, really transformational work. Yeah, so back on point, because I've digressed a little bit there. This is why, getting back to what I was originally saying, this is why people in transformational containers get massive results. Not like small leaps, but huge ones. So while in the system, it's common, you know, for somebody to leap, I don't know, from nothing to 10K or from 5K to 20K, it's much more common. And I'm using money because I know that a lot of you will think in that, in those terms. But in transformational containers, people will leap from like 5K to 70K in a month because the shifts are so huge that they wind up making, becoming like a not a different person, like more themselves, but they start to, when they start to really validate what's going on inside of them and really like, really see how massive it is, how massively important they are, they just show up on another level. I mean, level isn't even the right word. They occupy another realm, and people are massively attracted to that, and that's why they can suddenly go, you know, they can literally take the most enormous leaps in their businesses. And also, it's why clients in transformational work will outperform their mentors. So many of my clients have outperformed me because, and I'm talking about financially outperform me, because the leap is so vast. And they are just so ready for it. Like, they are so ready for it. And you'll never see that. You will never see that in the system. In the system, the clients are always playing catch up. Always playing catch up on the financial results side of things. Not so with transformational work. And it's actually so much bigger than that. So much bigger than that. Because if you're working within transactional stuff or within the system, what you will find is clients who are working within the system will get financial results, they will get clients, they will get testimonials. Meanwhile, their relationships are falling apart. Meanwhile, they're spending money like it's going out of fashion. And burning through everything they get. Meanwhile, they are thinking like, is this it? Meanwhile, they are hustling themselves to death. Transformational work, on the flip side, is shifting everything. How they see themselves, how they feel about themselves, how they feel about everybody else, how they respond to situations, how they respond to triggers. All of these things, transformational work elevates every single piece of their life. And what could be more important than that?